Chain Road, you have to endure this. It's fine. You didn't watch these episodes. But what's happening, Erinsborough's having a best dish of Erinsborough competition of all the local businesses.
And then, look, and for like a place that only has one school, they've got like 85 restaurants that are all in the show. One of these restaurants is in a tram. And they also have like sort of this...
Outdoor area. In the credits.
Alfresco, if you will.
And also the big ticket item, eating on the tram... is taken up by the kitchen.
Can I just...
But there's a lawn.
I'm going to go just a bit off track here. So
off the tram tracks.
I had my fifth birthday party at McDonald's West Lakes in South Australia, and they have a full-size aeroplane there. It's gone now, but back in the 80s, I had a full-size aeroplane.
Why would they get rid of that? South Australia, you should...
So what would happen was...
You're not in a position to be getting rid of landmarks.
Yeah, exactly. So you would go into a room, right, and they would give you a pre-show. They'd be like, oh, you're going to go on the plane, and everyone got a ticket. And then you would go on the aeroplane and be sitting in the seats, and you would get, like, your happy meal in the seats on the aeroplane. It was a and there was noises and everything.
It's incredible.
And I think that's what the tram should do.
Yeah. Ding, ding. Maybe there could be a conductor like in the 80s
and 90s. But instead, they're serving bush tucker, like kangaroo pies, which will...
And everyone likes them. I mean, later on, there's a... What do we call... What do you TV people call it when they put a clue in?
Oh, red herring. No, sorry. Chekhov's gun.
Yep. That, like, the kids are going to eat these terrible pies.
Yeah, so to backtrack... Kyle's making his dad, the late Gary Canning, shot by Millsy, his signature dish, the emu... What?
Kangaroo pie. Roo pie.
Kangaroo pie. No, there were sausages.
No, there were sausages. So it was Gary's sausage. With? Gary's frozen sausage.
With mushroom gravy.
Wait, made of Gary? Like,
I think at this point...
that's actually what happened.
I think at this point it is,
yeah.
And so...
it's
made of... wallaby.
Are there a kangaroo? Or like kind of roadkill. Kind of saying like Australian meat, like emu kangaroo.
Yeah.
That's a literal kangaroo meat.
Okay. Truly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not Gary.
No, Gary.
Just be sure.
But he was a chef and he's dead now, but he froze some sausages. But there was a lot of conversations on the show about how he had a sausage and it was other men have
superior
sausages.
And I didn't put any of that dialogue into our show because I knew that they wanted me to. And I was like, no.
No.
We're not that cheap.
And Therese didn't know whose sausage she liked.
Sure.
And then Roxy's like, Kyle's sausage is going to beat you're not going to beat Kyle's sausage, Paul.
He's got Gary's sausages, genetically and in the freezer.
The point is, Roxy picked poison mushrooms to put into the mushroom gravy.
I'm sorry, but, like, I know nothing about anything where it comes to, like, the earth and the garden and the world.
Yeah.
But I know that you don't eat random mushrooms off the ground.
No. Yeah. No.
Doesn't everyone know that? Do you know that, Chambo?
I think that I don't know much, but I think... There are people who do.
But I know.
But I think there are people who do eat mushrooms off the ground in the hope that they are eating the mushrooms they want to eat.
They want to eat.
Oh, like a magic mushroom situation.
Yeah, but I don't know much more than that.
Oh, there's like a dark web down at the Vic Market where you can buy those mushrooms.
In fact, if they had written it that Roxy was...
Said by a criminal.
If Roxy had said that that's what she wanted...
Oh, fine.
I would be on board.
Yeah, that is Roxy.
Yeah.
But she just thought they were legit mushrooms. She was making a gravy.
She thought they were, what are they called? Button mushrooms.
Yeah, but she doesn't like mushrooms, so she never tasted
and
gravy.
And Coyle sees them and he's like, they're death cap mushrooms. Who knows? How did he know the exact genus of poison mushroom?
Death cap. Sounds like a weird heavy metal band that I don't want to go and see.
Are we talking about mushrooms? Are we like in a fucking dark web situation right now? Like, I'm like hearing all these kind code words. Like, okay, are we meant to storm Parliament House in an hour?
Not like, for the first time today. I know what we're talking about and I'm still confused.
It's got mushrooms. Is mushrooms like a vote? Like,
say it backwards three times in a mirror.
So Roxy, you just got through the sausages and you're like, what does she mean by mushrooms?
Roxy serves this poisonous...
What's going on?
They serve this poisonous mushroom gravy to the judge for this contest. She has an unfortunate turn and I kind of... Like, she makes a mess of herself in the back of the waterhole and she ends up in hospital with food poisoning, but they don't have the contact tracing. They haven't got the QR codes up at Waterhole, so they don't know they can't pin it to which dish she's been sampling.
Yeah.
So they've just had to make sure everyone's done a thorough clean of all their kitchens. And Kyle and Roxy are like, sweet, we didn't kill a woman. We can still serve our dish and win. But let's not waste. Oh, at some point they told, that someone was helping them make pies.
Tony
was helping them make roux pies, and he put the gravy into the pies, and they're like, we better throw out all the pies.
Oh, that's where I got confused with the pies.
Yeah.
And Toady was offering them to all in sundry on the street.
He didn't tell anyone that he pinched the pies.
But remember the dog ate the mushrooms?
Yeah.
And no.
Yashvi stopped the dog.
Yeah, tried to. But also, Toady, I don't know if he has food handling certificate.
I don't know if he's
legal
practicing certificate. So let's start small.
He's been shot in the back.
That made him impotent.
Yeah, it did. It really did.
He can't defend the law if he can't get an erection.
Shut
the door. That's in the
Constitution.
When I signed my thing to become a lawyer, they were like, no erection, no law.
They were very strong on that. They said, Rebecca, never get an erection.
No, if you can't do that, you can't practice.
I don't think he's won a case since.
So
who shot Toady?
Oh, mate.
It was a balloon. What was it?
No, to be fair, his impotence was a result of the jumping castle explosion. Actually, no one shot him.
But he did get a bullet.
Because in the episode, they said that he had a bullet in the back.
Yeah, but it's still there. He can't get rid of it.
And then the jumping castle accident dislodged it.
Don't you remember when you get a bullet in the back?
Yeah.
Who did it?
But he doesn't seem to be triggered by it in any way.
Completely fine.
Toady is shot. It's on his wiki. I'll scroll.
So he gets shot in the back in the bullet. And because in the episode that I saw, and there was a guy who got shot by a bullet because it blew up because it was in a pizza oven.
Yeah, that's his brother.
In the backyard. And he was like, yeah, he'll be fine. You know, I've been shot before.
Yeah, and then they were like, we're matching now. We've each got embedded bullets.
I think that's nice, actually, for them as a bonding experience. I think.
I bet what's his face has got one too.
Stony.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd have several.
I mean, Colac.
Yeah. Downtown Colac.
Why am I talking about this? The point is, Kyle and Roxy are going to serve poison mushrooms. No, they don't want to. They're going to. They're trying to win this contest, and neighbors are trying to make me care about mushrooms.
There's a lot of episodes about food right now.
But they've
a lot of mushrooms.
They've got rid of all of the mushroom.
They think,
sauce.
Yeah.
But Toady has taken some because he's like, all right, if you're going to get me to work, I'm going to take pies home.
Yeah. Those pies he had were just in a container. They didn't have sauce.
No, it's in the gravy of the pie.
He baked it in there.
There's an internal gravy. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, in all pies, there's a gravy.
Is there?
Yeah. What do you think makes it so delicious?
What do you think you eat at the football?
I don't like to think about it. I just eat it.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
Wow. So now, I'd like to read a comment from Dr. Kathy in the Neighbours Council, our mate Dr. Kathy, who said, I'm going to write here. I really liked that a shot of a few roux pies was accompanied by music with the same level of drama as Harlow's kidnapping. Because Toady's now going about town would you like a roux pie? And people are turning it down. He's like, I'll just feed them to my small children then.
Oh, yeah, because he bought them to David and Aaron. He's like, sorry, the mother of your child is had a bad day, so do you want some pies? And they were like, we got leftovers in the
fridge. Better eat our leftovers first.
I love that.
Honestly, if I had a dollar for every time I pretended I was eating leftovers out of the freezer and really got Uber Eats, I would be able to afford a lot more Uber Eats.
Yeah. I loved it because I was like, it must be a resolution. Then they're like, we are not wasting single bit of food.
True. It's a very early January storyline.
We're not going to put scraps into the organic waste bin anymore.